All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. You know, Evan, my point is, if he wasn't dealing with the kind of people who right now, like the Republican lawmakers in Madison, who want to cut the unemployment benefits in half, and prevent people from getting what they've worked for
and paid for,
but that's who he's dealing with. You're dealing with people who have no consciences, and you're dealing with people who only see things one way, and he's got to fight those people. He's got to fight those people, and he's, is he going to continue to be strong enough to fight him?
This will turn out to be an expensive stunt. Like I said, we're going to hear about this for months. The speech today, people criticizing him.
Well, you know, listen, man, when you're the president of the United States and you run for that office or whatever office you run for, criticism will come.
I thought we were in agreement here as far as this being an expensive stunt, that he did this for the wrong reason today. That's sort of what I'm getting.
Well, he didn't do it. Somebody put him up to it. And, this is even not what I was going to talk about. I had so many other things to talk about, especially at the state level, where the Republicans are going to do what they're going to do with reducing the unemployment.
And that's
benefits.
Sort of exactly what I mean. Like, here we are, hours almost up. Then we're going to see a lot of this in the coming months. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just, you know, all the things that he's wanted to do. And attempted to do, and all those things are great, man. But it's been a grinding 365 days for even me, you know, since he's become the president, and what he's had to deal with, COVID, Afghanistan, what's happening right now, all the other things, the interest rates, What's the word I'm looking for?
Inflation. Yeah, yeah.
Inflation.
And I'm right there with you, especially that we were trained under Trump to not think about this stuff. He's not going to do anything anyways. Don't pay attention to him. That's where my mind was at by the time he left office, that I so believed he would do nothing that I stopped being emotionally affected by his administration. And so I thank the good Lord every day that I am invested this time around.
Well, I've had the live long enough to have seen all these other presidents. Mm-hmm. I've lived long enough to know something about this country and watched it, and Democrats and Republicans. And so I'm not talking about Donald Trump and his 4 years. But again, I'm talking about, look, this country is in a tough spot. I don't care if people don't want to believe it or not. You know, it is as divided as it's ever been. To say that Joe Biden somehow should have brought it back together is a fallacy. No person could bring it back together, because there are people who have benefited by it being separated. There are people on the right who have clearly made decisions and that are not in the best interest of a united nation. And they did the same thing under Barack Obama. And so, you know, Barack Obama was able to, you know, make the adjustments necessary.
Yeah.
That it didn't all come, tumbling down. But, you know, Barack Obama was what, 50, what was he, 60, 55, 8 years old, 55 years, whatever he was, he's a young man. And don't kid yourself. Don't fool yourself. And this is not anti-aging. Again, I belong to the AARP.
Card carrier.
Card carrying member of the AARP. And have my red, white, and blue Medicare card. And have had it for some time, you know, and have been receiving Social Security now for half a decade. I mean, half a century. Mm-hmm. No, half a decade. So my point to all of you is, listen, don't, you know, I am not, you know, anti, you know, elderly. I'm one of them. And I love where I am in my life. And if I had it to do all over again, the experience that I've been able to garner over this 67 years, soon to be 68 years of living, I wouldn't trade back for my youth. I'm just telling you straight up.
We gotta do the good work here, man. He is not wanted for a second term. He said he wouldn't do it in the first, at the start. We don't want him.
Well,
for
but
a second
he
term.
As he stated today, I will be running for a second term, and Kamala Harris will be my running mate.
It's a mistake.
He said that today.
Yeah.
Okay. And you know, instead of saying, you know, we'll see when that time comes. Sure. But the stress and the pressure that he was feeling made him respond to a question that was a ridiculous question.
That's such a good way to put it.
None of us know if we're going to be here tomorrow.
Yeah, we got some pretty important elections coming up in 9 months. So, yeah, we have a little more to think about.
Yeah, I'm saying none of us know whether we're going to be here tomorrow morning. None of us have that kind of control over this thing called life. So whether it's a guy Joe Biden's age or a guy my age or a guy Evan's age or even a 10-year-old, none of us can predict that. So to try to force him to respond to that question, you know, he shouldn't have even taken the time out to answer it. Because guess what? They're going to hammer him from now on because of that, you know. But anyway, we got to get out of here. Thank everybody who made the show go. Evan, thank you as always. I'll be back on tomorrow, and I'll talk about the stuff I had lined up for today.
Onward and upward, yes.
You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Take care, my friend.